And we're doing the 13th perek in Igeres HaKodesh, the 13th letter. Again, in this letter, he explains a pasuk in Tehillim in a prayer, which on the literal level says, the pasuk states, Morav tufcho asher tzofanto lirei echo v'goymer. The pasuk is talking there and saying that Hashem has lots of goodness, meaning a lot of reward, a lot of pleasure, a lot of goodness, which is hidden for those who fear Hashem. That's the simple translation of the pasuk. But the Rebbe is going to explain this, and he's going to say that in Yirei Echo, he says there are two levels of Yidden, of serving of Hashem. Some serve Hashem with Yira, with awe and fear of Hashem, which is really a level of tzimtzum, a level of contraction. You have the place? And the pasuk is actually saying that everybody, whether your avoda is with yira, that you fear Hashem, there are neshamas, there's some neshamas of tzaddikim, or people that serve Hashem, some serve Hashem more with the level of yira, with the level of gevura, the level of awe. We'll see, there's various different psukim which talk about the fear of Hashem, it talks about the strength, it talks, some people serve Hashem with wideness, with love, with the expansion. So what the pasuk is saying here, morav tufcho, that even in the level of the people that serve the Eibishter with gevura, with yira, there is a rav tufcho, there is a lot of goodness in there too, hidden in their avoda of gevura. So whether our avoda is with gevura, which is l'reyecho, that's called yira, those who serve Hashem with yira, whether it's lachoisim boch, the pasuk has said, pa'alto lachoisim boch, those who trust Hashem, those are people that live their lives with ava, with sort of trof, love of chesed. There is a level of rav tuvcha, there's a level of bleak vul, there's a hidden level of infinite. And we're saying to Hashem, respond to us also in an infinite way, in a way of bleak vul, to the rav chesed, because our nisham is inside. Whether we're openly limited, or we're openly unlimited, or we have the level of chesed begoli, whichever way, there is still a very great level of bligvul of chesed in our neshama, which it has a great level. And we're asking Hashem, tastire b'seizer knofecho, that Hashem should also bring down on us that higher level. Let's look inside. Very good, Gimel. Morav tuvcha asher tzofanto lirei'echo v'goymer, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, lamed aleph pasuk chof. How great is the goodness that is hidden to those who fear you, those who are yirei'echo, those who fear you. So he explained like this. Bechlal oivdei Hashem, in those included in those who serve Hashem, yesh beis b'chinas u'madreges chalukas. There are two levels, distinct levels, mitzad shodesh nishmosum lemailo, because of the root of the soul above. So there is a distinct level of categories of neshama, how they serve Hashem in this world. There is neshamas mebchinas yimin u'smoil. There is from the right and from the left. Right and left, as we'll see soon. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when they were disagreeing, Beis Shammai were always stringent, and Beis Hillel was always lenient. So that means Beis Shammai's neshamas come from the level of gevura, and Beis Hillel's neshama come from the level of chesed. The Hainu, what is the difference? How does it express itself if your neshama comes from the right, from chesed, or it comes from gevura, from the left, from gevura? Dainu shebechina smoil, himidas hatzimtzum vahester b'avoydus Hashem. The level of smoil in the service is the level of contraction, for kvetched by Hester and blockage by Vaidis Hashem, which means it's not an open, it's not a revealed, it's a very stringent and a very strict. As for example, what does it mean hidden? It gives various psukim, commercial kosuk. One pasuk says, "Vahatsneya leches chulu." Go modestly. Modestly means besesa, like quietly. That's gevura, hidden, not hispashtus, not open, not revealed. There's an expression in another pasuk. It says, "Bamistorim tifke chulu." In hiding, my heart cries. Again, seiser, a level of hidden, not open. Then there's another statement of the Chazal, kol ha'isek b'toyra b'seiser chulu. Anyone who studies Torah while in quiet, when it's in hidden. So there's about tzaddikim, which are under the level of gevura, which is expressed by that pasuk. Now, in the soon he's going to bring down, is going to be another pasuk, which may be also connected to this, as we'll see in a minute, to the level of tzimtzum. V'hinei mimidu zu nimshecha gam kein b'chinas ha-tzimtzum v'agvul b'avodas Hashem. So from that measure, from that level of smoil, from the level of gevura, also extends the level of tzimtzum, contraction, v'agvul, and the boundaries of avodas Hashem. So when you serve Hashem, everything is defined, is limited, is measured. A gavul is limited measure, everything. So you do everything strictly according to the halacha. As for example, kemoi b'tzedaka, for example, liyis nidin behesig yad. So over there by tzedaka, you see what you can afford. You give tzedaka, hesig yad, what your hand wrote. That's the, and then you have the instruction, b'hame vazviz, one who splurges, basically, don't do more than a fifth. So that's considered to be a tzimtzum, a very exact, a limited way. It's similarly also when you study Torah or you do other mitzvahs. So for him it's sufficient. His neshama, his source, for him it's sufficient. That he fulfills his obligation from a very clear directive, an obligation that the Torah obligated him, that he has to set time. So you study one chapter maybe in the morning, one chapter at night, you fulfill your obligation, you've done a very limited, a very defined, a very measured, a tzimtzum, and a very limited way. That is the neshamis whose root comes from the level of gevura. Achin as yimin, but the level of yimin, right? He midas achesed vayispashtus b'avodas Hashem. That is the measure of kindness and expansion in the service of Hashem. Bisrachvus b'litzimtzum v'hester klal, in a wide way, without any contraction, without any tzimtzum, without any blockage, not open, everything in the open, with a storm. Commercial kosuf, as the pasuk says, "Bas halcha berachava chulu," that I walk in a wide way in the ways of Hashem, in an announced way, not in a block, not hidden, not hiding. Don't hide anything. You just go out with a storm outside in a very display, in an open way. Now, here, the Rebbe brings down a verse which doesn't seem to fit, because technically, the verse next statement of our sages is really comes from the level of tzimtzum. So that's why they fix it. But the Rebbe writes like this, "Umemeno nimshach gamke masha omru razal," from this level of going wide, that's what it says here, is also our sages tell us, Zroik mora b'talmidim, that you must throw the fear. Mora is like the gall, to throw a bitter, like the gall is bitter, to throw it on the students, which means put the fear of God, make them afraid. But that doesn't really fit, because This is level more the level of Tzimtzum of Gevura to throw the fear into the students. So that's why the parenthesis says Tzarech Iyun, that he needs to understand. This has to be before the right. This is actually comes from the left. It doesn't. He says that this sentence over here belongs before. That's all what he's adding over here. But in any event, what comes from the level of Zhalcha Berchava, Vegam Beli Tzimtzum Ugvul Klal. And it also has no limitation. This Chesed and the Zhalcha Berchava has no limitation at all. Ve'ein Maitzoir L'ruach Nidvose. There can be no stopping to his spirit of benevolence. What does it mean? I'm going to give so much tzedakah and no more. No, there's no stopping. It's benevolence. Whether Ben Bitzdaka, and again, the Rebbe is also talking about all these letters, basically, as you said, is a war. The Rebbe was raising funds for the people in Eretz Yisrael at the time, the students of the Magid who went over there, and the Rebbe was helping them. So a lot of these letters were involved. So it is not so directly only Bitzdaka in this letter, but the Rebbe is talking about generally. Whether it's Bitzdaka, or Ben Bitzdaka, so instead of what we say before, you only learn Perek Echad, whatever you do, one. But no, you just Vishari mitzvahs and other mitzvahs. It's not sufficient for him, for this neshama, just to fulfill only the minimal obligation. Elad Blidai. Up till the end of Blidai, without sufficient, without no, never enough, always going. The Rebbe is going to explain. This is the idea of Morav Tufcha Shetzifanta L'Reyecha, that even the Reyecha have this level of Livul, as we will continue. He's explaining over here the different levels of Neshamas, that there is Neshamas that come from the level of Gevura, which is limitation. There is the Neshamas that come from the level of Chesed, which is Hispashnus, which is no limitation. But the Rebbe is going to explain that we need both. Even the neshamas that have these limitations have hidden in them both. It's not like in Kedusha, there's no real separation boundaries. This is me and this is you. No, we're all together. So in Chesed, there is, in the level of Gevura, there is Chesed. In Chesed, there is Gevura. And this is the way the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe explains the Pasuk. Morav Tufcha Shetzifanti L'Reyecha. That even in the Reyecha, even in the level of Gevura, there is also Rav Tufcha. There's a lot of Chesed. There's Chesed. There's his pashtus. And there's his pashtus there. And this is our prayer to Hashem, that since we also have a lot of Rav Tuv, and we're asking Hashem to bring down to us, enlighten us with his level of Rav Chesed, as we learn inside. Behinei, Kol Ish Yisrael Tzorich Li Yishkolul Mibeis Bechinas Eilu. Every Yiddish person needs to be included from both of these levels. Ve'ein Lach Dover Shein Le'mokim. There is no item, quoting from the Pirkei Avos, that has no space, which means just because you are on a different level doesn't mean that the other thing has no space too. So everything, there is no item. If your level of Gevura doesn't mean that Chesed is not, does not, Chesed has its space also. And therefore the Rebbe says, V'lochein Matzino, that's what we find. Kama Dvorim Mikuli B'Sham Mechum Rebbe Silo. We find many items which are the leniencies of Beit Shammai, even though we said Beit Shammai comes from Gevura, how come they're not across the board always stringent if they're Gevura? How come Beis Hillel is not always lenient? Sometimes you find the stringent, sometimes they swap. Is for precisely this reason, because it's not only, there's no such a thing as just, there's not just Gevura. Even the person who's mainly Nisham is Gevura, also has Chesed. The one who has Chesed has Gevura too. And therefore, V'lochem etzinu kama dvorim, we find many items, mikuli b'shamay mechubra b'silal, that it's leniency of b'shamay, and it'll be stringent on b'silal. L'lamdenu, what is to teach us? Sha'av b'shamay sheshoydesh nishmosom, mibchinas smoyl ha'elyoin, that also b'shamay, whose root of their neshama, comes from the supreme smoyl, comes from the level of smoyl, and that's why they would always judge to be strict in all prohibition of the Torah. They said no, that you can't do it. They were machmir. And on the other hand, and Beis Hillel, who was on the right side of his room, they would always teach a merit to be lenient. Ulahatir isure b'shamay. They would permit that which b'shamay said is prohibited. They said it's permitted. What does it mean, permitted? Permitted means that you can elevate it into Kedusha. Shayu mutarim yisurim. They should be untied from their prohibition. Isur means that it's tied. That it's tied to the klippa, that you cannot bring it up. Mutar means that you untie it from its isur, and they can go out above. So even though usually that was their approach, in several matters, Bishamai were the ones that were lenient. And that is because of the root of the neshama was included. Also from the right, even though they were the left, but within the left there is an inclusion of the right. And also the root of the neshama of Beisila, which is usually the right, is also Gamismoil. It also includes from the left. He says, because this is the general rule as far as the holy midas of above. Ki yidua derech umidas kadesha elyon. As it's known, the path and the measures of the supreme kodesh, of Hashem's kedusha, as it says, quoting from the Zohar, the less tamon kitzutz upirut chadishom. There's no cutoff and there's no separation. There's no absolute this way or that way. There's no cutoff. But kol hamidas klulois. Zumizu, all midas are included, they're interactive one with the other. There's no extreme, there's no only. And therefore, hemiyuchodi zumizu, that's why they're connected, they're united one with each other. Kidua liyodichain, as known to those who know, chain, that's the chokhmas nistoris, the hidden wisdom, which is the secrets of the Torah. That there is always inclusion, that there is a hiskalus. Like we find by Avraham. Avraham represents what you midas hacheset v'ha'ava. That it was the level of kindness, level of love. And yet the Eibishter tested him by telling him to take his son and bind him on the akeva, on the akeda. So Hashem says, Ato yodaiti kirei likimato. He says, now I know that you fear God. So not only Ava, but you really him. Adidei shalovash. Midas haGevura, because he dressed up in the measure of Gevura. VaYakid this Yitzchak benoy, VaYikas amachelus chulu. He tied his son Yitzchak, and he took the sword, etc. So, if Avraham is also Yira, and Yitzchak, whose Gevura is also Ava, so why does the pasuk refer to Avraham as the Ava, and to Yitzchak as the fear? When they're both, depending is what is their main, what is the revealed level, what do you see in their open avoida, not what's included in them. Why the verse calls Avraham my beloved, the one who loves me. Upachad Yitzchok, I mean this was the words from Yaakov. Yaakov says Pachad Yitzchok, that Yitzchok is level of fear. In a hefresh v'hevdel hazeh. The difference is only is what is revealed and what is the hidden. By Avram, the revealed was chesed, hidden was gevura. By Yitzchok, open was gevura and hidden was chesed. So b'midas Yitzchok, hapachad u'b'b'chinas gilui, the fear of Hashem was the revealed. V'avam u'suter is b'chinas helam v'hester, and the love was hidden in a way of blocked and hidden. B'midas Avram avinu v'asholam. And the opposite is by the measure of Avraham Avinu v'Shalom. And that's why the Rebbe is going to explain now the posik, Asher Tzofarto, that even the level of Lira Yecho, the level of Yira, there is still the level, Tzofarto hidden, the level of Ava as well, the Rav, the level of Rav Tuvcha, as we'll continue. The Rebbe is explaining the posik of Marav Tuvcha, Asher Tzofarto Lira Yecho, that even the people that have the level of Yira, that they have the level of fear of Hashem, because their neshamas come like Beis Shammai from the level of Smoil, from the level of Gevura, yet they have hidden in them also Beis Kalvus, the level of Chesed and what kind of a chesed? Not just chesed, they have an unlimited chefta, morav tuvcha, a tremendous amount of chesed hidden there. And we're turning to Hashem to ask Hashem to also give us his hidden and his level of chesed. Look inside. Zehu sha'amar David ha-melech olav ha-sholim. This is what David, King David, peace unto him, said in the pasuk in Tehillim, morav tuvcha v'goyim. How much goodness? Kuloimar. What he's saying is like this. Not talking about the toiva chesed, that Hashem has hidden goodness that Hashem will eventually give you. He's talking about the toiva chesed, which is in you, which is in the neshama. It's not the Eibishter has something, a treasure that he's going to give you. The Eibishter says, Marav Tuvcha Shtefanto, that is hidden to those who in there, in the Yireyecho. That the measure of toiv and chesed, which we say is included in the level of gevura, asher he bimchinas hester helam behester eitzel kol misha sheirish nishmasim bimchinas smoil, which is hidden and blocked by anyone whose root of the neshama comes from the left. If it's a kol misha sheirish nishmasim bimchinas smoil, so if your root of the neshama is from the level of smoil, hanikra b'shem yireyecho, they're called yireyecho. Kimidas beis shamai. So we're saying there is a measure of toiv chesed, but we're saying morav tuvcha, which means in av shehu toiv hagonus v'tzofin. Even though it's a hidden and it's in your blocked in the level of gvura, afal pikein. It's still very great, it's very big, it's a lot, it's very much. Kimoi equal to midas hagdula v'chesed mamashim b'chines yamin. Just like the level of gdula and chesed, which is from the right, which is open, which is ispashnus, so that is also ditzofanta, that is hidden in the reecho, is also Rav Tuvcha. Ushteyen, both of them, the hidden love in the level of Gevura and the open level of love from the level of Chesed, the Obram, Hein Mibchinas Gilui, they're both from the level of revelation, Belikvul Umida Vishir, from the level, they come from the level of Hashem, from in a way, these Neshamas, they're avoided, they come from the level of a gilu, a revelation, which is without any limitation or measure or amount. That's what it means. Mo rav tuvcha kuloimar. How much? So much. Bli gvulu mida. Without gvulu mida. And the pasuk says, it's bein hatoiv asher tzofanto lireyecha. Because the pasuk says, mo rav tuvcha, which means both the reyecho lachoisim boch are those in the middle of midav ava, and the morav tuvcha goes on both. That the rav tuvcha both that is for lireyecho, that sofant lireyecho, and that what you affected that trust you who are the level of ava or level of chesed is also level of rav tuvcha. Whether it is the good that you hid for those who fear you, or whether that you have affected those who trust you, those are the people that trust you. That's from the level of rov of the right. The chazdom v'tuvon who gamkin b'bchinas gilui v'hispashtus. So their kindness and goodness is also in a way of revealed and expansion. Neged b'nei Odom, which means, the pasuk says the neged b'nei Odom, means the foreign of people. So in other words, it's open and revealed way. V'loi b'mchinas tzimtzum v'ester klal, and not in a way of contracted and hidden at all. Now the Rebbe is going to conclude that we're saying to Hashem, because we have that level of Ava B'li Gvul, both in those who serve Hashem at Yira, both of Ava, the Eibusha should respond in such a way. But here the Rebbe is going to answer a question which seems to almost contradict the whole thesis over here, the whole idea. We're trying to say, not like the simple pasuk. We want to bring out, not as the simple pshat in the pasuk, that Hashem has goodness for those who fear Him. But we're trying to say what it means is that the greatness of Hashem, how much greatness is, consists in those who fear Hashem. Not what they will get, but that there, the people who are Yirei Echo, have a tremendous level of Ava, of B'li Gvul. So the wording, the Rebbe says, should have said, it would seem, Mo Rav Tufcho, Asher Tzofanto, B'Yirei Echo, in those who fear you. So there's the hiddenness, is not for those that fear you, but in those that fear you, because you're trying to say that even in the level of Yira that they have, there's a lot of Rav Tuf over there. So it's B'Reyecha, in the ones that fear you, not to the ones that fear you. To the ones that fear you seems that you're going to be getting it something later. So how does this match? Yeah. So he says like this, U'mashekosu L'Reyecha, why does it say to those who fear you? V'loy B'Reyecha, in those that fear you. So he's going to explain that actually, it's not an open, it's not inside. It's to those, because it comes down from a higher place, because it's not revealed. Because everything which is in a way of hidden by every soul, that level does not dress up inside the body, within his mind and his heart. So it's not bih, it's not really inside over there, because that's not Elo, who b'chinas makiv milmailo, that is surrounding from above. U'mishom hi me'ides l'moichel libe, and from the above level, from the makiv, it shines to his mind and his heart. Le'itim hatzrichim l'is'oyder es b'chinas zu, to the times that require that arousal. Shatis'oyder v'torir l'moichel v'libe, so that it should arouse, and it should shine to his mind and his heart, could they love it, the maisa bepoel mamish, to bring it out into physical action. So that's why it's not bireyecho, it's not in them, because it's not something that they haven't experienced all the time. It's something which is above, which affects it, which occasionally comes out, bring into action, or into the way they behave, or probably the same thing is with bishamai, to rule in a more stringent way. It'll come out okay, so it's not right in them, but it's above them. So Omar al Kain, and therefore he says that therefore Asher Arav to the base Yisrael had sofin vagoli, that this great goodness to the house of Israel, which is both hidden and open, Sofanta l'reyecho pa'alta l'chayisim boch neged b'nei Odom, which is open, both in relative, if to measure it, to the neshama, which is dressed in their body, that level is Rav Tuf, it's Bli Erech, it's Bli Gvul, relative to them. To so that's why we're asking you, Hashem, too. You should also conduct yourself with Midas Chazdach HaGadol, with your great level of chesed, b'li gvul v'tachlis, which has no limit and no end, hanikra rav chesed. You should also employ rav chesed. The is chesed, the is chesed. We quoted also in the previous from the Zohar, there is chesed, chesed. Is chesed oilam, there is chesed that is limited by the world. That's the level of measure, that's sort of a malaklamim. That's the chesed which comes down into the world. Next to that, there can be midas hadin, so there can be measure. So there you have both possibilities. That could diminish and to contract Hashem's goodness and kindness. That's a limitation. But when we talk about the higher level of chesed, the supreme chesed, Hanikra Rav Chesed, that's called Rav Chesed. There is no corresponding measure of judgment to diminish and to contract Reif Chasdei, all of his kind, a majority of his kind, from allowing it to expand without any limit and any end. For that comes from the level that surrounds the world. Utmira the chol tmirin, it's hidden of all the hidden. So even from the higher words, it's hidden. Hanikra keser elyon, that's called the keser of the supreme from Hashem, and that's the level of the seviv. Zehu shekosuv tastirein b'seiser ponecha v'goyimet hisbnei b'sukah v'goyimet. That continues the pasuk over there of matuvchos l'sat l'recha, that Hashem should hide them or cave them in His seiser ponecha. That is Timira, that is the level of hidden, the level of seiser. Titzbrein b'sukah, and you hide them in the sukkah, which is also in the meaning, Shem should bring them in into His level of seiser, to be mamshich to them. And again, this all comes out to that a person, even the person that have limitations, if they want to get the higher limitation, they have to have it. And we say to Hashem, we have that level, the possibility of midah b'ligvul, I'm asking Hashem to conduct with us in such a way.